Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate has voted along party lines to kill the first article of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The Democrats, who have a narrow majority in the Senate, are seeking a similar result on the second impeachment article. Senator Eric Schmidt is among the Republicans who've been pushing for a full trial.
To dismiss or table articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas without a trial here today or in committee is an unprecedented move by Senator Schumer. Never before in the history of our republic has the Senate dismissed or tabled articles of impeachment when the impeached individual was alive and had not resigned.
The GOP-led House impeached Mayorkas in February, allegedly for failing to enforce immigration policy at the U.S. border with Mexico and lying to Congress. He's the first cabinet secretary in modern U.S. history to be impeached. Biden administration officials, meanwhile, dismiss the impeachment proceedings as politically motivated in an election year. The Manhattan criminal trial of former President Donald Trump goes quiet on Wednesdays as the judge works on other cases. But as NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben tells us, the former president is not using this first Wednesday away from court to campaign.
Trump is spending the day at his Westchester Golf Club, according to a campaign official. He will return to Trump Tower tonight to have dinner with Polish officials, including President Andrzej Duda. Trump called the right-wing politician his friend during his presidency. Duda, at one point, suggested the U.S. build a base called Fort Trump in Poland. But the two men have their differences. Among them, Duda is a staunch supporter of aid to Ukraine, which borders on Poland. Trump opposed a package including Ukraine aid earlier this year and more recently has proposed lending money to help the country in fending off a Russian invasion. Jury selection in the criminal trial resumes Thursday. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Haiti's de facto government has officially named the members of a transitional council. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the council is supposed to appoint a new prime minister.
The members of the council include representatives of political parties and civil society organizations. Last month, in an effort to reel Haiti back from the brink, Haiti's de facto prime minister cut a deal with the international community. He agreed to step down once a new transitional council had named his successor. But the process has been repeatedly delayed by politicians, business groups, and other leaders who want to make sure they retain some power under a new government. The official announcement also comes with caveats. The announcement says some of the council members have not yet been vetted, and if they fail to provide some of the required documents, they will, quote, be forced to resign. Meanwhile, most of Haiti's capital is still under the control of gangs. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
From Washington, this is NPR News. President Biden wants to triple the tariff rate on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. And he was to address a tariff hike in a re-election campaign speech today at the headquarters of the United Steelworkers Union in Pittsburgh. He's often described himself as staunchly pro-union. He made the announcement in light of a Japanese company's bid to acquire U.S. steel. The Summer Olympic Games in Paris are in 100 days. French police evicted hundreds of people from a makeshift shelter this morning. Rebecca Rossman reports aid workers are concerned it's part of a broader effort by the French government to push the homeless population out of the capital ahead of the games.
Images and video posted on social media show dozens of French police evicting people out of an abandoned bus company headquarters, which in recent weeks had become home to some 450 migrants. Humanitarian organizations say the camp had doubled in size in the last year, after hundreds of people living in what will become the Paris Olympic Village were told they had to move. Advocates are calling for the city to provide more support. The Paris mayor's office says it's trying to find space to accommodate those forced to go. Last year, the French government set up 10 temporary shelters. Some people have been bused to other cities like Bordeaux and Orléans. Officials have denied the relocations are connected to the Olympics. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
U.S. stocks ended the day lower. The Dow closed down 45 points to settle at 37,753. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from Charles Schwab, When it comes to managing your wealth, Schwab gives you more choices, like full-service wealth management and advice when you need it. You can also invest on your own and trade on thinkorswim. Visit schwab.com to learn more.